Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. Today we are continuing in our study of the power of the tongue. Proverbs 18:21 says, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." You know, that first part of that verse, death is in the power of the tongue. The Hebrew word translated death there in Proverbs 18:21 refers to natural or violent death, pestilence or ruin. Do you know that the tongue has power to bring forth physical death, ruin, or pestilence, which can actually mean a plague or anything that's regarded as harmful? We see this same principle repeated over and over in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs 13:3 says, "He that opens wide his lips shall have destruction." Proverbs 18:7 says, "A fool's mouth is his destruction." Proverbs 19:9 says, "He that speaks lies shall perish." Proverbs 12:13 says, "The wicked is snared by the transgression of his lips." And we find many, many other scriptures about this subject, that death is in the power of the tongue. And yet many people have not taken this scripture seriously. I was teaching on this subject some years ago when afterward a woman came up to me and recounted this very tragic story. She said that for many, many years her son had driven a motorcycle, and she feared greatly that he was going to be harmed, injured, killed on that motorcycle. And in fact, every single time he went out the door, she said, "I wish you wouldn't drive that motorcycle. You're going to get killed." She said she could not remember the number of times that she had spoken those words over him. The tragic part of this story is that is exactly what happened to her son. She was brokenhearted. Her son was killed just as she had said over and over again, riding that motorcycle. She did not realize how much power the words of her mouth had. She was actually proclaiming a curse over him instead of praying for his protection. Now, death is in the power of the tongue, and we need to take it seriously. Don't joke about people getting killed. Don't say things like, "I almost had a heart attack when I heard that." Satan has long sought to weave into the language, the English language, and definitely other languages as well, this theme of death and destruction, and trying to get people to use it as descriptions and adjectives. But his purpose is very clear. He's trying to find an open door in people's lives to bring that destruction to pass. Don't be deceived by this. This is so often used. I saw an advertisement for a particular type of food, and it was a cheesecake, and it said, "Cheesecake to die for." I've seen other advertisements that would use this expression of death in some way. Killer outfit, referring to some type of clothing. Over and over, we will see the theme of death and destruction, killing, etc., used as a description and tried to make a powerful or a positive impact with it. And we see that in advertising all the time. Recognize that this is a strategy of the enemy to get people to accept using death and destruction as words of expression, common expression. This has been a strategy of the enemy to get us to accept this instead of resist using those types of words in our vocabulary. Don't use that type of vocabulary. Use words of life. God wants us to be a wellspring of life through the words of our mouth. I've heard and often taught in parenting classes, don't say things like, "Get down from that tree, you're going to break your neck." A very common way that people will try to get their children not to do something dangerous is they'll literally speak a curse. "You're going to break your neck. You're going to hurt yourself." Instead of saying Don't climb up that high. That's not wisdom, which is how I would often teach our parenting classes to speak. Don't allow Satan to slip into your vocabulary word curses that'll bring on death and destruction in your family life. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, according to the word of God. But the good news is, life is in the power of the tongue. Life is in the power of the tongue, according to Proverbs 8:21. That word from the Hebrew, translated life, means to revive, to keep alive, to make alive, to give life, to promise life, to preserve alive, to recover, repair, restore to life, and to be whole. Proverbs 10:11 says that the mouth of the righteous is a well of life. Is your mouth a well of life to people around you? Proverbs 12:18 says the tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 14:3 says he that guards his mouth preserves his life. Be serious about this principle of Scripture, because if you'll guard your mouth against saying things Satan wants you to say, you will preserve your life. Proverbs 15:4 says a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. 1 Peter 3:10 tells us, for he that will love life and see many good days, keep his tongue from speaking evil. Proverbs 14:3 says, the lips of the wise shall preserve them. I saw that in a very dramatic way. Having taught on this subject for many years, I had a woman come up and tell me another story that was quite compelling. She said that she married a man who was from a family where all the males in that family had died by the time they were 39 years old of heart attacks. Sudden heart attack, no sign beforehand, they would drop dead by the time they were 39. Fathers, uncles, brothers, it was an amazing number of the males in that family line. Somehow or another, the husband this woman had married, since he was a young boy, though he knew of the family history and his brothers all were very afraid of this, and they all would joke, though they were not too excited about it, about they're all going to die before they're 39. This one brother who married this woman refused to ever agree with those statements, and he would say, no way, I am not going to die young. I'm going to live a long life. And unbeknownst to him, he was breaking and not agreeing with a curse that had been somehow involved in the family line. All of his brothers, every one of them died before they were 40. He was now, at the time of the woman telling me the story, was over 40, and he was the only surviving male. He was also the only one who had ever resisted agreeing with the death curse that was on this family of dying of heart disease. There is life in the power of the tongue. You don't have to succumb to the enemy's plans for your life by agreeing with things that would bring destruction into your life. The mouth of the righteous is a well of life. The last part of Proverbs 18:21 says, those who love it will eat its fruit. This is so true. Will you take this seriously, this principle of Scripture? This has great impact for your life. People that I know that have taken this seriously have lived lives that were more victorious, had more answers to prayer, had less trouble in their life. Not that they never faced any resistance from the enemy, but they would continuously be able to gain the ground of victory that God intends for them to have. And those who would not take this seriously seem weighed down with burden after burden. Pray like the psalmist in Psalm 19, where he said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Pray that to God. Be like the psalmist in Psalm 17:36, where he said, I have purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Make that the purpose of your heart. You're going to do things God's way. You're going to purpose that your mouth is not going to sin. You're going to be a well of life. You're not going to have death in the power of your tongue. You're going to have life in the power of your tongue. God knows that we need to take this seriously. And so he's given us scripture upon scripture that deals with this subject. Psalm 39:1 says, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle. I have heard many Christians speaking negative, ungodly, unscriptural words over their lives and over the lives of their children, and they literally needed to restrain their mouth with a muzzle until they studied the Word of God on the subject of the power of the tongue. God wants you to be someone in whom is a well of life that comes out of your mouth. The lips of the righteous feed many, Proverbs 10:21 says, and a wholesome tongue is a tree of life. Are you a tree of life everywhere you go, or are you speaking death, death to your own hopes, death to your progress in your occupation, death to your family, death to joy in your house, death to your children's upbringing and becoming men and women of God? Don't say things that the devil wants you to say over your children and over yourself. Line your words up with the Word of God, and you will see great fruit, because those who love it will eat its fruit. That's all the time we have for today, but I wanted to make you aware of a special offer from Hidden with Christ Ministries. For any donation of $40 or more this month to Hidden with Christ Radio Ministry, we will send you a 10-tape series called The Power of the Tongue. This is an in-depth study on this scriptural principle. I know it will be life-changing for you. Just write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment and mention the offer of The Power of the Tongue, and we'll be happy to send that to you. This is Rita Langland reminding you that there is no wound that is so deep that Christ cannot heal it, no bondage so strong that Christ cannot break it, and no life so far gone that God cannot turn it around. Have a victorious day.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.